Hi, this is Gene here in East Tennessee. On Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening, it's been a kind of cool day. Mountains burning all around us, a lot of fires, but we're safe. I'm on the river here, a little cottage, and we've been talking about the Bible and who gives life and did God create life and talking about biology, a course of study that simply means the study of life. And as adults, we then know that that life is much more complex than what we imagine as children. You know, and while many did not find a career in biology, we still marvel at the many experiences we have in life around us. Adults, as we consider important questions about life, how did it begin? What makes humans distinct from animals? Is there any truth to the theories promoted by Charles Darwin and other evolutionists? And I think not. But, you know, God gives life. How do we explain the tremendous diversity and variation displayed in the creation? Yeah, have we evolved from apes or animals or humans? Can mountains mutations be beneficial for biological development? Was death a part of God's perfect creation? How did so many people, groups aside from Adam and Eve, or come from Adam and Eve? Were Adam and Eve really the first human couple? Have new scientific discoveries proven the Darwinian theory? Are they true? Believing that the Bible was divinely inspired, inerrant, and authoritative word of God, we trust for answers to questions of life, including biology. Therefore, we first look to God's word to address this issue of the biological origins. God gives life. Who am I? Why am I here? Where did I come from? What is my purpose in life? And let's not forget the one elusive question that everyone should ask. Which came first, chicken or the egg? These questions have resonated throughout history. They all point to a fundamental question. What is life and how did it begin? How do you answer the question about the biology of biological origins? Are these issues of faith, science, or both? Is the Bible right? Or is it science right? And while the Bible is not a science textbook, can you find answers to questions of life, including biological origins, in the pages of Scripture? For many, just the mention of biology conjures up images of students dissecting frogs in the high school lab, permeated with the smell of formaldehyde. Biology is the study of life and living organisms, including the origins. But where, when, and how did it all begin? As Christians, we should be compelled to find answers to the questions of life in God's Word. After all, Genesis, the foundation of Christian message of the Bible, means origin. So it shouldn't be surprising that with the book of Genesis, we find clear answers to the origin of biological life. The opening pages, tells us that God created everything out of nothing. Miraculous. How could that happen? How do you create something out of nothing? Only God can create something like that. God spoke, and things came into being. Because God is the only eternal and self-existing being of life derived from him. He is the source of all living things and things that are dependent upon him. God is now the conserver, preserver of life. For in him we find life, move, and have our being. Life on earth is not merely an accident. The earth was fashioned to be inhabited. In just 6 days, God created, formed, and filled his creation. He made the grasses, the plants, the shrubs, fruit trees, creatures in the water, birds about to fill the sky, land creatures, and all creeping things and beasts of the earth to populate the planet. And ultimately, he breathed into life that special creature and called man. All things, including biological life, were brought into existence by a supernatural act of God. When we consider the intricate details and sophisticated design of all creation, we see that creation revealed the Creator, and God is the source of biology. What about claims of evolutionary science? Where does evolution fit with the biological origins? Most of us have been exposed to the theory of evolution throughout our entire life. In science and history classes, history books, movies, current events, and news stories. Does evolution explain the creation account in Genesis? Perhaps telling us how God created? Could evolution clarify the details of creation? You know, the theory of evolution as it's related to the biological origins was popularized by Charles Darwin over 150 years ago. And according to the theory, most complex and advanced species developed over the course of millions of years through slow and gradual changes brought by random genetic mutations, natural selection, and survival of the fittest. This means that all species could be traced back to the single combat ancestry, illustrated by the evolutionary tree of life. But what type of biological progress required? At some point in the distant past, life had to develop from non-life. In essence, you know, God created life out of nothing. He created the universe. He created everything out of nothing. Only superb intellect. We can argue all day long. Part of it has to come from faith. But we can look at the genesis of the earth. We can look at the genesis of our trees and our shrubs and our plants and life. And how can we think that all that can come from millions of years of transposing one origin to another and selectively making it better? Why can't we just accept that God created human beings out of nothing and stop there? You know, you have to have some faith in that. My faith belongs in God. I have faith that there is a God that helps me breathe and live. It's easier for me to see that and feel that than it is to believe that man, over a period of millions of years, come forth as this complex creature that we are. A brain so intricate, cells so intricate, and everything following a pattern. You know, where there is a design, and life certainly is a design. Nobody can argue that. There must be a designer. Regardless of what we say and do, there has to be a designer. And that's what I want you to reach your conclusion. My designer is God. And over the next few weeks, I'll explore every possibility of it. Because here's what I know. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in God and believes in the Son has life. You must believe that by faith. For all you do in life, one thing about it, for God so loved the world that he created, the world will be coming to an end, and I'd like to discuss that in later talks that we have. But tonight, I want you to remember this. Have faith that there is a God. Read the Bible. Don't be afraid of it. Till next Tuesday, have a good evening. My number is 865-803-7334. I'll repeat it. 865-803-7334. My name is Gene. Give me a call or text me. Take care.